In his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis describes what he calls good pretending. It is one of the ways we use our imagination to enhance our spiritual condition. For example, bad pretending is simply, well, hypocrisy. It's when we pretend to be something we're not. But good pretending is when we practice being who we are in Christ. Bad pretending is a substitute for reality. But good pretending is when the disguise leads us to the fact. Are you ever hypocritical and pretending to be someone or something you aren't? Well, this meditation from James chapter 1 is a reflection of good pretending. I pray you can contemplate what it means to be who you already are in Christ at this present moment. By His grace and His love, He has transformed you into His precious child. So let's stop pretending. And let's begin this time of meditation by settling deeper into wherever you are, a place and a time to simply rest. No worldly objectives to achieve, no pretending. Just simply begin to be present and aware of who you truly are in Christ. Allow your eyes to move now from open, through a soft gaze, to closed. Become aware of your breathing. And begin to move deeper into the reality of who you are in the eyes of the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in this moment of divine reality, listen and respond to Luke chapter 6. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, help me to be an active and continual doer of your word. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. So Lord God, help me to be an active and continual doer of your word. An evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. So Lord God, help me to be an active and continual doer of your word. What you say flows from what is in your heart. So Lord God, help me to be an active and continual doer of your word. Continue on now for a moment longer, your eyes closed, just kneeling and vulnerable before the throne. God is present. So become aware of him. And the Son is here. So Holy Spirit, come now as well. With your eyes still closed, notice the sensations in your body and your mind. How are you experiencing God around you? Use each of your senses to encounter Him everywhere. Scan your body your mind, and your thoughts. Are there masks that you're hiding behind? Well, don't remove them for now. Just breathe deeply and simply note them. Continuing to scan, what within you feels vulnerable, real, and true? Note that too, and rest there for a moment as well. Are your thoughts drifting? Well, not to worry. That is what the human mind does. But begin to center on being who you are, the child of God. Don't fight against your feelings of hypocrisy, but rather allow those thoughts to settle to the floor. And center on actively being known, chosen, and forgiven as a child of God. If your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and center back on who you are in Christ. Take another minute in peace as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, help me to be an active and continual doer of your word. Center too on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Don't try to control the pace or the rhythm. Just notice each breath. Now I want you to take in a quick deep breath from your belly and hold it for a moment. Now slowly release it. Once more. Take in a quick deep breath from your belly and hold it. Now slowly, slowly release it. Do this a few more times. Keep taking quick, deep belly breaths and then slowly, very slowly, exhale. As you do that, notice your pulse slowing. Your mind settling. Each quick inhale filling you with the breath of God. each of your exhales releasing old masks. I will give you another minute now, and with each breath, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Lord God, help me to be an active and continual doer of your word. Continue as you center on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from James, chapter 1, verse 22, and we'll begin in the Amplified Bible. But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth. What do you feel after hearing this passage? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding you to new thoughts. But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth. What did you feel even deeper this second time? Allow this next minute to be a time of believing in the love offered and shown to you by God. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New King James Version. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, well, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. What did you become more aware of after listening? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on the image in the mirror and remember who you are in Christ. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen now from the New Living Translation. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, then walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you most enjoy about God and being in His presence? I want to give you this minute for that to be your continued contemplation. If your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to thoughts of being your true self, the one in the mirror. Resting for a moment in imaginative contemplation. I want you to imagine yourself walking with the disciples and Jesus one evening. The next morning, you see a fig tree, pretending to be a fig tree. It has leaves, but no fruit. And then later, during the day, you see Jesus throwing pretenders from the temple. Once more, people having leaves, but no fruit. Later that evening, on your way back, you see the fig tree again, but now dried up and dead. No more leaves. No more pretending. How do you feel seeing Jesus unmask the pretenders? Jesus revealing hypocrisy. Jesus rewarding honesty. How do you feel about it? We'll be mindful of those feelings for a few moments as the Holy Spirit guides you. As you were present in your imagination walking with the disciples, discern God's presence in your life now, here. Can you relate to those examples of hypocrisy? Of only pretending to believe? Are you only pretending to care for others' needs? Are there masks that you're hiding behind? Being less than honest with who you are and what you believe. Well, once again, be mindful of those feelings as the Holy Spirit guides your thoughts. center once more on your breathing. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes to see your true self in the mirror, the one who Jesus sees. I pray you are more aware of who you are in Christ than when we began. No more bad pretending. In the days ahead, you will surely face moments of temptation to wear other masks offered by the world. And if not your masks, then to see the bad pretending of another that you meet along the way. Rejoice in those moments to remind yourself and others that by God's grace, through Christ, we are truly His children, forgiven, healed, and loved. But for now, let me pray that you remember to prove yourself a doer of the word and not merely a listener. May you know who you are in Christ, be guided to your true self by the Holy Spirit, and encounter the reality of the Holy Father soon, now, and always. Amen.